Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. We're live from Centene Community Ice Center with Andrew Marsh and Kerry Davis. I'm Anthony Stalter. Jamie Rivers is on the road. And we got a special guest coming up right now. It's our guy, Brad Thompson, World Series champion. You hear him alongside Chip Carey with the Bally Sports Midwest broadcast. And each and every week now throughout the course of the baseball season, you'll hear our guy, BT, back in the Fastlane. So we'll have a special interview with BT each and every week throughout the Cardinal season. BT, how are you?
Guys, I just found out about that, too. I'm pumped up. I'm great, man. I missed you guys yesterday. I was trying to go down and see you, but, you know, I'm busy during baseball. But how was the broadcast yesterday? It was a fun opening day.
I'll tell you what, BT, it got a little rocky there in the middle of the broadcast. But, man, with the way things finished, everybody was in a great mood. Mansodas all the way around at Ballpark Village. You know how that goes. But, yeah, look, Lance Lynn, not a great start, but with so many guys banged up in this offense, how great was it to see the young guys, Ivan Herrera, Nolan Gorman, Mason Wynn, step up in that performance offensively?
It was awesome. Real quick, which one of you geniuses picked Ivan Herrera for the first home run? I think I saw that online.
So nobody picked Ivan Herrera for the first home run, but our guy Andrew Marsh was sitting there about 20 seconds before Herrera hit the home run and goes, I don't know, guys. I get a feeling that Ivan Herrera is going to hit a home run right here. And it was all captured on film, Brad.
It was amazing.
I love it.
We call him the Prophet now.
Dude, well, the Prophet is a very good nickname. I'm digging that. And he looked great. He's looked so good. You guys know he revamped his swing last year. He revamped a lot of things, honestly, even behind the plate, the way that he sets up, the way that he goes about it. And I think it was a really humbling experience for him 2 years ago when he got to the big leagues. And the game was on him quickly, and he's still young, right? So that's to be imagined, like that will happen. But he is ready to step in whenever he is needed. So the big swing of the bat, I mean, he had four RBI in the last 3 days for him. So you love seeing that back-to-back days with sac flies, had the home run, had the single. So just love seeing him take advantage of it. And then you're right? It's even Nolan Gorman left on left. They bring in the lefty Nardo. He ends up dropping one down the line for a double. Alec Burleson steps up. Mason Wynn with the RBI triple. Like, all these young guys stepping up in a big spot. And to your guys' point, you're doing a live show as this is happening, and you went through this last year. The here we go again. Like, that had to be the feeling that you had during that one, because Busch Stadium was not like a winning place. They had a losing record at Busch Stadium last year. We know how it went. It felt like it could have gone that direction, and it didn't. Guys, I mean, that's a huge positive to me.
BT, when you're talking about Mason Wynn in that triple, what have you seen from this young man from last year to this year? He's playing stellar defense, hitting the ball really well. What have you seen from him from 23 to 24?
I've seen reps, Kerry. I think that's the biggest thing. And you know this, like, your first year in the NFL, I bet everything was, like, moving pretty quickly. Or maybe it was the first couple of weeks. Like, all right, this is what I need to expect, and this is how I'm going to be attacked. And he got a chance to see that. I think that the Cardinals handled him really well. I think that's one of the biggest things with him is they said, look, you're going to bat ninth, and for the most part, right, eighth or ninth. We don't really care what you do offensively. You pick everything at shortstop, like they told Yadier Molina back in 2003 and what was expected out of Ozzie Smith back in the day. You pick everything. You help us defensively. And they knew that the bat would come around, because that's been the case for Mason at every single level. The bat has been there. He's been slow the first couple of weeks, every level that he's been at, and then he starts, you know, going on a little bit of a tear. So he looks more comfortable to me. We saw him in spring. He was jumpy. I thought that he was kind of hunting for power. Right now he's just trusting his hands. He's hitting the ball, and he's seeing the results.
Our guy Brad Thompson joins us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN, World Series champ, of course, the broadcaster, play-by-play, the color analyst for Valley Sports Midwest. BT, I want to ask you about Nolan Gorman. I made the remark after the first game against San Diego. It was his last at bat. He gets a base hit. He looked like he completely shortened his swing, took it to the other side, let the ball get deep, went the other side, and got a base hit. The next four ABs, he didn't have a hit, but he only struck out once, and he had a walk in there too. Then yesterday, he comes up and he delivers that ball, I mean, smacked right up the middle. You got a better eye than I do on this. It looks like Nolan Gorman is starting to find his swing.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that he was trying to do a lot of damage early, and then he wasn't connecting, and then instead of just honing it back in, he started chasing a little bit more. He started being less selective than we've seen him be over the last year plus, and now we're seeing that slow down a little bit for him. We're seeing him be a little bit more selective, and you're right. Sometimes that gets your swing back in, Anthony, is that thought of just let it travel, shoot one the other way. Like if you're a lefty, let it travel, hit a hard line drive over the shortstop. That's something that Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers, who are decent. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but they're decent. But Freddie
Not
Freeman
today,
always
baby.
Talks about that.
They're getting,
oh, take that.
Brad. They're getting pummeled. Hey, that Bobby Miller guy, everybody thought was good. Apparently, he's not.
Is that right? I will tell you, that might have been the most impressive pitching display that I saw against the Cardinals. But
the
either
Cubs
way,
are like to hell with that.
What did he give up? I haven't even seen yet.
Six. He's out. He's eight. Out after one and a third or something. Yeah, two thirds.
Oh. Bobby Miller, where is he? I don't know. Bobby Fischer'd him. His simple swing is the other way. He's got so much power, and it's such raw power from him that if he thinks about just getting the bat to the ball, the home runs are going to come, right? He doesn't have to hunt for homers. And I think you're right. I think that he just kind of slowed it down. The strikeout rate was crazy high for the first week plus. That's not where he wants to be. That's not where he proved that he can be last year. He's always going to strike out. Like, that's going to be part of his game. But he's always going to have big power, too. So I think just honing it back in, relaxing, and then having guys around him that are getting the job done, that helps out a ton, too.
BT, would you say the same thing for Jordan Walker? He's batting .167 right now, 4-for-24. Do you think that's more of a mechanical issue at the plate, or could it be confidence? What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's still a 21-year-old kid learning who he is at the big league level. I feel like right now, from a mechanical standpoint, certainly I'm not in there with him in the cage. I don't know exactly what he's working on all the time. But his swing looks very similar to where it was last year, especially early in the season, where everything's pull side on the ground. Now, he had a game in San Diego, and it was super promising. He had a ground ball through the right side, and then he let one travel and hit a barreled one to the right side for a single. So two hits that way. I think that has to be his stroke. He's got to be up the middle the other way, and then if he catches something out in front, that's going to be his power. To me, he's 21, right? So we have plenty of time to find out what he is. But his potential, to me, it's not the average. It's the power that's going to be there with his combination of speed and bat-to-ball skills. He's got to figure out a way to hit more line drives. I know that was the thing last year, and the Cardinals caught crap for it, for sending him down and wanting to get the ball in the air more. Guys, he's not going to reach like the pinnacle of where he's supposed to be if he's on the ground all the time. I don't care if it's hard on the ground. If he's on the ground, that's not where he needs to be.
BT, Victor Scott is tied for the team lead in runs scored with six, but only batting 100. And pretty soon here, you're going to have some more outfielders coming back from injury. You're going to have Lars back. You're going to have Dylan Carlson back. Tommy Edman potentially. What does that mean? Does he have to hit in order for him to stay up, or what would be the move if once those guys get back healthy?
Dude, get your popcorn ready. I don't know what the move is going to be yet, and I don't think they know what the move is going to be at this point, because Vic is a lot like we were just talking about with Mason Winn. It's the same idea of don't really care what you give me offensively. Go catch everything in center field, and that's exactly what he's doing. And then when he does find himself on base, which has not been as much as he wanted, I think he's got a .184 on base percentage, so not exactly what you're hoping for out of a speedster, but he's still learning, still young, his first crack at the big league level. I don't know. I know the pitching staff and I know the coaching staff loves him in center field right now. I know that Tommy Edman is still a little ways away, but when Newt comes back, and that is going to be pretty quickly, you've got a big decision to make because barring the health, and guys, I mean, we're going to find out more probably tomorrow about the health of Contreras and Donovan, both of them plunked in that finale against the Padres, which is maddening, 96 off of Donovan. Contreras caught one off the hand. Vic Scott also got hit in that one as well. I got a feeling there might be a memory of that come August when the Padres come here again. I don't know. I'll remember it at the very least. But your best lineup has Donovan in it every single day. This team looks totally different with Donnie off the top. If Jordan's here, obviously he's playing every single day. There's not a bench role for him. Young man's got to play every single day. And when Newt comes back, he's playing every day. So that would leave, if that's your three, that would leave Vic as the odd man out. But it just depends on what your priorities are. If you're swinging the bat really well with most of your lineup and then you want to prioritize defense, it's very hard for me to say, okay, well, send Vic out because defensively he makes your ball club a lot better. So it's going to be really interesting, and I think that it is going to matter what some of these bats are looking like here in the next couple of days. It might be one of those decisions, who's hot, who's not.
BT, we've seen the Cardinals play a little bit of small ball early on in the season. Do you think if Victor Scott is to go down to Memphis, does that change the identity of this ball club from an offensive standpoint?
It certainly changes. Yeah, it certainly changes the speed element, right? Because we've already seen it with Vic. Even though the offensive numbers aren't there, he's drawing the corners in. Everybody's on high alert. Pitchers are trying to rush pitches when he is out there on the base paths. So that does change that. I don't think it changes the bottom of your order laying down some bunts. So like right now, Mason Wynn will use that. He'll use that bunt tool. He's not afraid to do that, get the ball down, get a guy over or bunt for a hit. Michael Ciani has done that, and they've done that for him at times of, you know, having him lay down some bunts. I believe that they want the small ball to be part of their element. I think it's being a balanced offense. You have guys that are paid to hit home runs, and you have other guys that are paid to get on base and move guys over, and you kind of know who you are, and those guys will gradually change, right? Their games will continue to progress throughout the year and throughout the next couple of years. They still want that to be a part of what they do, but certainly your danger is a little bit different when you don't have a guy that has elite speed in Victor Scott II.
BT, we'll let you go on this one, but we'd be remiss if, I mean, we spent this entire time talking about the offense. What are your early observations of the pitching staff? Zach Thompson struggled through his two starts. Lance Lynn battled last time. Yesterday, not great in the middle innings. Miles Michaelis bounces back. Kyle Gibson looked great. Steven Matz looked very good on Sunday night. But from your perspective on the entire pitching staff, what are your thoughts?
You know what? I think it's kind of been, in large part, what I expected out of the pitching staff. I think that you will have some ups and downs within the rotation, which we saw first couple of games, right? Michaelis got banged around a little bit. Thompson got touched with the three home runs, although in his first game, I thought he pitched a lot better than his line. In his second one against the Padres, I think he was really gritty, kept the team in the ball game. Overall, I think that's kind of what it's going to look like. Gibson gave you the great start. Matz, I love the way that he's throwing the ball right now. So these guys are going to give you innings. They're going to get you deep into ball games. Even though Lynn only lasted 4 2/3, I think some of that is also a product of the fact that you had the day off today and they were able to go to the bullpen a little bit earlier. But I think that they are going to be a constant. To me, that is a big promise. You'll have games like Gibby's where he goes out there and gives you seven strong, only the two runs. And you'll have games where maybe they give up more but gets you deep into the game. Offensively, you're still going to have to score some runs. But I think that that side of things has been good, and I'm really excited about the bullpen. Dodger series did not go well. I think they gave up 11 earned runs in 15 innings, not exactly how you were hoping that your remade bullpen was going to work. But since then, since the Padres series, they got the second-best ERA in baseball, only giving up one earned run in just under 12 innings. And you got some new guys emerging. Ryan Fernandez, I know you talked about his major league debut, and they were looking for a spot, man, to get him in. There was the game two against the Padres where had they just got one big hit with the bases loaded, it would have given him a chance to get into a ball game that wasn't quite as tight. Didn't happen. He ends up coming into the finale on Sunday. He ends up striking out the side, showing 96-97. And that group's not even healthy yet. They don't have Middleton. They don't have O'Brien right now. Yet they still have guys where you pick up the phone and you feel good about. Like, there's nobody in the pen, really, where you're picking up the phone and you're like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to go to that right now. So that is that's been a big bonus. So they look good. Look, they're going to have to battle it out. They're 4-4. I think it's promising where they're at, especially after dropping 3 of 4 in L.A. But they're just going to have to keep proving it. I thought that yesterday was a big step forward for that because, as I mentioned off the top, look, Busch Stadium, they didn't win much overall last year. They had a losing record. Busch needs to be a place where other teams come in, and there's that little fear factor there, knowing how good the Cardinals are. I hope that was a step towards that yesterday.
Same. BT, great stuff. Can't wait to do this each and every week throughout the Cardinals season right here in the Fast Lane, man. Welcome back.
Guys, I'm pumped up, and, you know, I've missed you dearly. I've been begging to come on. No one ever calls, you don't write. Oh, and by the way, speaking of no calling and no write, Anthony, an incredibly late belated happy birthday. I love you.
Oh, thanks, buddy. All good. I think I missed yours to the end of January. I know we saw each other around that time. I'm like, you and Andrew both have birthdays coming up, and then I think I missed you both. So, happy belated birthday to you guys.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
All right, boys. Talk to you next week.
All right, take care. That's our guy Brad Thompson here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Love having him on, man. His baseball insight is just outstanding. He's incredible. He's an incredible human being. Love having him on the show. So each and every week in the Fast Lane, he's going to be joining us. I think we're aiming for Wednesday. So Wednesdays with BT or Tuesdays with BT or Thursdays. You know what? If it ends in Y, we'll have BT on at some point.
We'll come up with a clever name.
Absolutely.